This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 15 policemen and several civilians, including an Orthodox priest, have been killed by armed militants in Russia's Southern Republic of Dagestan, its governor said early on Monday. The gunmen opened fire on two Orthodox churches, a synagogue, and a police post in two cities on Sunday, according to the authorities. The attacks took place in the predominantly Muslim region with a history of armed militancy as terrorist acts. The governor says six of what he called bandits were liquidated. Ukrainian drones and missiles killed several people in Russia and Crimea on Sunday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A video posted on Crimean Wind's Telegram channel shows the sky in Sevastopol while holidaymakers lie on the beach as the sound of explosions erupts nearby. Soon the area is drowning in screams as everyone runs for cover. Officials say several people, including children, were killed by falling debris when five Ukrainian missiles were shot down in the Crimean port city. Russian authorities say over 100 people were also wounded by the Ukrainian drone and missile attack. The attacks came after Russia struck Kharkiv with four aerial bombs, hitting a five-story residential building and killing several people. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday the phase of intense fighting against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in the Gaza Strip was coming to an end, but the war would not end until the Islamist group no longer controls the Palestinian enclave. Netanyahu said once the intense fighting is over, Israel will be able to deploy more forces along the northern border with Lebanon, where fighting with the Iran-backed Hezbollah has escalated. This is VOA News. A facility helping displaced families was hit by an Israeli airstrike on Sunday, according to witnesses. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Eight Palestinians were killed on Sunday in an Israeli airstrike on a building near Gaza City being used to distribute aid, according to witnesses. They said the strike hit part of an industrial college run by the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA. Mohammed Tafesh, one of the witnesses, described how some were collecting water and others were receiving coupons when the strike hit. He said they'd since been pulling people from the rubble. The Israeli military did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Juliet Tuma, UNRWA's director of communications, said the agency was looking into the details of the reported attack. She added that since the beginning of the war, nearly 190 of their buildings had been hit.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told his cabinet there's been a dramatic drop in U.S. weapons deliveries for Israel's war effort in Gaza. With his remarks on Sunday, Netanyahu doubled down on accusations his country's top ally, the United States, was withholding weapons shipments, despite denials from U.S. President Joe Biden's administration. Netanyahu said the drop in arms shipments began 4 months ago without specifying which weapons. Millions in the U.S. prepared on Sunday for more sweltering heat as floodwaters cover parts of Midwestern states. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Across Iowa and South Dakota, days of relentless rain and swollen rivers resulting in record flooding. In Iowa, Eric Tigges with Clay County Emergency Management says flooding surpassed the 1953 record.
The electronic gauge that the Iowa Flood Center put in was underwater.
He says when the flood gauge is underwater, water, it's high, and that high water forced hundreds of rescues, says Spencer City Fire Chief Jesse Colson.
We conservatively rescued 383 people.
Officials say the water needs to recede enough so that residents can get back home safely and that electric and drinking water remain an issue. I'm Julie Walker.
More than 1,300 people died during this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia, as the faithful faced soaring temperatures at Islamic holy sites in the desert kingdom. Saudi Arabia's health minister told state TV on Sunday 83% of the fatalities were among unauthorized pilgrims who walked long distances in soaring temperatures. Egyptian officials said more than 660 of the dead were from Egypt. Find more online on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.